It's Wednesday, the 26th of March, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Finance Minister Erica Shafuda will present the national budget in Parliament on Thursday, outlining allocations to meet the government's financial needs. With a new administration and a smaller cabinet, economist Salomo Hay weighs in on whether the budget will align with national priorities and support the newly merged ministries.
I think the budget process was concluded. Budget process is quite a lengthy process. There's budget consultations that takes place. There's budget submissions from the different ministries that take place. The new finance minister, with her coming in, I'm sure some of these processes had been completed already. The budget that will be presented would be a budget that's been part of that process that will then now culminate in whether it includes some of the implementation plans that comes from the manifesto, and whether that will be funded through this budget or whether this now will be funded in the next budget or in the medium-term review.
Agribank and the Namibia University of Science and Technology's Harold Pupkewitz Graduate School of Business have signed an agreement to collaborate on research, skills development and resource sharing. Agribank spokesperson Philemon Nangonia says the partnership will strengthen ties between academia and industry to improve the agricultural sector.
The main idea behind the signing of the MOU with the School of Business at the Namibia University of Science and Technology is for us to collaborate in the areas of research initiatives, as well as to ensure that at least we are sharing expertise when it comes to the agriculture sector. We are also looking at sharing various platforms, such as conferences that we could be jointly hosting, for us to contribute to the narrative on agriculture development in the country.
South Africa's ANC has welcomed the appointment of former President Kgalema Motlanthe to the panel of facilitators for peace talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The panel also includes former presidents Olusegun Obasanjo of Nigeria, Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya, Catherine Samba-Panza of the Central African Republic, among a few. The ANC's spokesperson, Makhleng Bengu-Motsiri.
As a movement committed to Pan-Africanism and solidarity, the ANC reaffirms its belief that peace in the DRC is essential for regional integration, economic development, and the realization of Africa's potential.
Ukraine and Russia have agreed to stop military strikes in the Black Sea and allow safe passage of commercial shipping vessels, but Kyiv has already accused Moscow of backsliding on the agreement by seeking sanctions relief.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the next few days will be crucial to see Russia's true intentions. He warns that should Moscow violate this partial ceasefire agreement, that Ukraine will respond with new measures. We have also heard from Ukraine's foreign minister accusing Moscow of seeking to manipulate this agreement for sanctions relief. He says that what is needed is more pressure. He says it is the only cure to Russian lies. William Denslow, Kyiv.
And finally, Nigerian writer and the first Black Nobel laureate for literature, Wole Soyinka, says reparations for the transatlantic slave trade cannot be measured due to the scale of historic injustices. Speaking at the United Nations International Day of Remembrance for Slavery Victims in New York, he said there is a need to acknowledge and confront centuries of wrongdoing.
It's impossible to think of reparations in material terms. In this particular case, the commodity involved is the human and history, and that means also the measure of success of victims as against others who were the perpetrators. That's one of the reasons why I stress the return of identifiable precipitates of a people's intelligence and creativity, like looted artifacts, but also the spirituality of the African continent, which was crashed by the militant aggression of the so-called world religions, which continues to create a crisis, a kind of internal psychic schizophrenia.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.